Oh, what do we have here? A curious soul, aren't you? Bought an old box in an estate sale and found something far more interesting than mere trinkets, didn't you? This isn't your ordinary notebook. It's a hypnosis note. My apologies for the abrupt entrance. I understand my appearance may be a bit unsettling. My name is Yumeko. You see, I'm what's known as a Shinigami. It's a title that often comes with many misconceptions. A look of confusion. I suppose that's to be expected. This hypnosis note isn't just another junk item from the estate sale. Anything you write in this note regarding a person will become their reality. You write their names and the instructions and they will carry it out. But there are rules, my friend. Yes, there are always rules. You need to know the person's name and face, and the instructions must be physically possible. You can't make someone fly if they don't have wings, you see. Imagine the power you have now. However, use it wisely. There are consequences to everything.
Hey, sorry I took so long in the bathroom, but someone forgot to refill the toilet paper and I had to deal with that, which was super fun. Did you not hear me yelling your name to help?
Oh, by the way, as the new owner of this hypnosis note, only you can see or hear me.
You seem distracted. Don't tell me I'm boring you. You saw something? You've got a wild imagination, don't you? So, you heard me yelling, right? You were busy? Busy with what? Hey! We said we weren't going to go through the box we bought at the estate sale until I got back. No fair. Did you find anything interesting yet?
You did?
Well, spill the beans. What did you find?
A what now? A hypnosis note?
Is that like some magic spellbook or something?
Oh, really?
Okay then, prove it.
Humans, always demanding proof. Let's not disappoint her. the puppeteer's dance. An excellent choice for a first try.
What's happening? I can't stop dancing. My body's moving on its own.
Your directive is like a perpetual dance machine setting. She's not stopping until she passes out. But, of course, you hold the power switch. A simple line through the command will stop her dancing.
What the? What did you do to me? Why did I... I can't believe I was dancing like that. Okay, I believe you. It's true, but this is... I don't know. Incredible? How does it work?
Huh. So you can make anyone do anything they physically can, but only if you know their face and name.
Still, that's a lot of power.
Indeed, she's right. A power to sculpt reality. But remember, my friend, power is like fire. It can warm a house. Or it could burn it down.
You know what, though? We should really have some fun with this. I mean, we could finally get back at people who have done us wrong. Like that cheerleader bully who lives next door to you who keeps giving us a hard time.
Yeah, I know, but come on. We deserve to have a little fun, right? Our lives are usually so boring. Let's shake things up.
Who said anything about hurting? We're just gonna play a harmless prank.
How about, Brooke Parker, you will come over immediately and start complimenting your classmates who are there, the willful dream.
This way she thinks it's totally normal to compliment us.
Don't worry so much. It'll be fun. We'll finally get some well-earned respect from her. She has been bullying us for years.
Well, let's not keep her waiting.
Hey, guys. I just felt like coming over. You know, your house is always so warm and inviting.
Neat. Let's head back to his bedroom.
Can I just say, your sense of style is seriously so unique. I wish I could pull off a cool tomboy look like you do.
Thank you, Brooke. That's very kind of you.
And you, you're so talented. The way you play music, it's incredible. I really respect that. Oh, and that vintage poster on your wall, it's so cool. These bookshelves and all these books, they make you seem so intellectual. I wish I'd read as much as you do.
Okay, this is starting to get boring.
And the way you two are always together, it's really nice. You guys are really like partners in crime. I wish I had that.
Okay, I think we've had enough of the compliments. Hand over the notebook and let me write a couple of things down. First of all, Rook, you will remain silent and not move until I give you another command. The Wolf or Dream. You have been my bully for many, many years, and now I finally have a chance of some revenge. I refuse to let that go to waste.
Oh dear. The seduction of power. As quick as I feared.
Brooke Parker, you will start balking like a chicken. Drone mode.
Oh, this is so funny. One second, let me record a video. From cheerleading to chicken balking. That's quite a career shift, wouldn't you say?
And perfect.
Okay, let me scratch that command out so she will go back to being silent and still.
Brooke Parker, you will wear your cheerleading outfit backwards tomorrow. The willful dream.
Fashionable and amusing.
I can't wait to see the look she gets.
Brooke Parker, you will start learning how to juggle in your free time. And won't stop practicing until you can juggle 5 items at once. The willful dream.
I have to admit, this is one form of revenge I didn't see coming.
Why juggling? She made fun of me for juggling in the 4th grade, and I have never forgiven her.
Well, let's see how she likes it. And now, on to you. You will remain still and answer all questions I have. Honestly.
I should have warned you. Even the owner of the hypnosis note is not immune to its power.
Relax, would you? I would never do anything to harm you. We're friends, remember? Now, let's get down to it. Do you like me? Oh, that's nice, but that's not exactly what I'm asking. I mean, do you like me in a more than friends kind of way?
Really? You do? I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you, right? But the real question is, why didn't you ever say anything? You didn't want to ruin the friendship, huh? Well, that's just typical you, isn't it? Always overthinking things. And while we're on the subject of honesty, well, guess what, genius? I like you back.
Well, that's a plot twist. Should have brought popcorn.
Honestly, dude, are you this astonished? I thought it was blatant. The way I always wanted to hang out with you. The way I've been more touchy-feely than anyone else. Jeez, you can really be dense sometimes. Anyway, don't you dare make this weird, okay? It doesn't change anything. We're still friends. Just friends who also happen to like each other a bit more. No big deal, right? I swear, if you start acting all awkward around me, I'm gonna kick your butt, you hear me? So just keep being you, okay? And maybe, just maybe, try to be a bit more observant from now on. One more question. Do you have a crush on Brooke Parker? I figured. Who wouldn't? She is really cute. I have an idea how to kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You see, I really like to see you happy. And also I want to embarrass Brooke. So I wonder, Brooke Parker, you will develop a deep and irresistible crush on my friend here. The willful dream.
I wonder where this is going.
Actually, let's make it a bit more spicy, shall we? Brooke Parker, this crush previously mentioned will be so overwhelming. Just looking at my friend will cause you to get wet. And you won't be able to stop yourself from touching and pleasuring him. And let me make an adjustment just for you, so that you will have to go along with this.
Oh, hey. How come I've never noticed how handsome you are? Do you mind if I just... Fuck. I want to taste more of you. I want this in my mouth. Fuck, I'm so wet. So hard. I taste so good. I can't take this anymore. I'm going to need to get off as well. Fuck, I'm so close.
I almost couldn't help myself from touching myself as well.
You humans and your sexuality.
Okay, let me make everything back to normal. And done.
What just happened?
Oh, nothing. You can go home now.
Okay.
Anyways, you aren't too upset with me, are you?
You aren't.
That's good. Here's the hypnosis note back. I can't wait to try some other things with it.
And I can't wait to see what you guys do. You humans are more interesting than I first thought you would be.